All right, here we go. Good morning, Gloucester. This is Alicia Unleashed, believe it or not. Not Joey. Host is with the mostest. And Joey actually trusted me doing a podcast. Maybe he was drunk during the time, actually. But we have a full house here. We have Miss Kyle Danicus.
Hello.
Hello. We have a silent partner tonight. You're not probably going to hear from her much. My biffle, Erica Ryan. Say hello, Erica.
Hi.
Yes. You didn't need to say hi. You don't need to speak for the rest of the fucking podcast. Okay, I just swore, but we'll get back to that in a second. We have my favorite, love it, have my favorite Cox, Melissa Cox here.
Hello.
And my sister-in-law, Crystal with a K. Crystal.
Hello.
Hello. So you just heard that clink, and that's because Kyle has a little bit of a potty mouth, and she decided, you decided to what? Bring some change?
So it's a swear jar. I picked it up at Second Glance this afternoon.
Excellent. And love Second Glance over there on Pond Road.
Yes, I love them. I go there pretty frequent through the week. Probably
awesome.
Twice.
That's a good looking jar, by the way.
Thank you. It reminds me of something that might have been in my grandmother's kitchen. Doesn't it look like an old, like farty kind of a...
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I brought a whole bag of change. Of change, you know. Quarters,
yeah, there's plenty of change in there. Nickels, dimes, quarters, pennies.
You know, but on the way over here, it occurred to me that I probably should have just gone to the ATM and slapped a $100 bill in there that would cover me for the next 15 minutes.
I have a question. Are we putting values on certain cuss words since you have...
I'm thinking the F-bomb would be a quarter.
At least a quarter.
Yeah.
All right, well, I just say the F-bomb and put in the penny?
I don't think I said anything.
No, I did. Okay. I did. Right off the bat, I'm on the F word. I told Joey, limited cussing.
Right, and I've been practicing that all week, like I told you.
Practicing your cussing?
Right. No. The non-cussing. My coworkers are grateful for this. So. But anyway, no, so I figured that might help. And then maybe the money, you know, we could give to... Joey could buy another grill, or...
Oh, my God. If I have to hear one more fucking podcast about Joey and grill... Oh, wait. Another F. Okay. Another F one. Wow.
Looks like Joey's going to get his grill much sooner than he thought.
That is amazing. So awesome. So we did take a picture, which I'm pretty sure all you're going to see. We just have a few munchies here tonight. Obviously, as probably Joey would say, not as extravagant as a homie cast. So I'll just give you a little bit rundown. We got some cheeses from the Cave downtown on Main Street. Made some buffalo chicken balls with a blue cheese sauce. Made some spinach dip, which is hot and ready to go. We have a Crystal. What'd you bring? What is that called, by the way? The black eyed pea thing?
Yeah, I don't think it really has a name other than
it's my favorite freaking thing ever.
Oh,
it's
that's
a black.
What you're talking about?
Yeah,
talking
I
about,
love
like,
that.
Lamb or something. I didn't
know
she brought like,
lamb. No. She went to Trader Joe's. We have an eggplant garlic spread, which I love, and a green olive tapenade. Speaking of tapenade, Sister Felicia makes an amazing olive tapenade that she brings to the beach on occasion, and I absolutely love that, so I can't wait to dig in. Kyle, you brought a special wine.
I did. I brought a nice Chardonnay right here. I get that at the farmer's market.
And the one in Gloucester.
The one in Gloucester.
Awesome.
Yep, I go there on Thursdays. I don't drink, but for some reason I feel compelled to buy alcohol. So I bought this and I was like, oh, well, you know.
And this is a semi pretty local wine. This is the Jewel Town Vineyard
in
Southampton.
Yeah,
so
nice people.
Yeah, and you can go take a tour there anytime.
You can do that.
Yep, you can go buy their wine, take a tour, see, you know, just go on to their website. I definitely have checked out their website before.
Yeah.
And yeah, we have another. No, don't. You know, they're all very, okay, let me just tell you what's going on here. Even though it's a podcast, you know, they're eating some cheese and some, you know, crackers. They're very scared about munching and making noises. We don't care about that, obviously.
Okay.
It's just the way it goes. Just go amongst your business. Dude, if you even heard half
your
of freaking Joey's homie cast, they're like clinking, this, that, and the other thing.
Well,
they're grilling.
Freaking Chris is like laughing his head off.
Giggling the
true. So what I think my first thing is that, you know, since this is my first podcast, I kind of wanted to go around and kind of ask, how long have you been associated with GMG or know about it? What's your favorite part? Like, Kyle, I know you are a faithful listener.
I am.
Of all the podcasts.
I am.
All of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, here comes Chris right up the stairs. Oh, we'll talk about, quote unquote, the spy very shortly.
Yep, yep.
But here it comes. Did you bring my sour cream? You see, he's not even saying a word because he knows how that's gonna go.
Well, anyway, I started listening and following it in March. It was actually when I saw the thing on your Facebook for the Bikini Speedo dodgeball tournament.
Yep.
And you know how, you know, Joey was like hosting it, not hosting it, but he was there like.
No, he does. He definitely. He.
Okay.
So the Farm Bar and Grill.
Right.
They are the sponsor, and Joey is the MC. So GMG has a huge part in the Bikini Dodgeball. So right. Yes, go ahead.
Well, no. So I saw this, and I saw your picture saying you got a team together. I'm like, what is this? This is a bunch of intoxicated people running around half naked in the woods.
Right up your alley.
Yeah. So I was like, well, all right. And I, you know, started listening and everything, and then we did the tournament. And it turns out Joey's pretty funny. So I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna continue listening and see where this goes. Now I'm on one.
Yes.
But Gina, the woman I work with, she stressed it to me before, like, you gotta listen. Like,
you but you listen every week.
I do, but you wanna know what? I moved back here like a year and a half ago. I hated Gloucester. I'm gonna say it, hated the place. But you know what? I'm starting to figure out that if I give it a chance, I might like where I live. So that's where I started listening to the Gloucester cast, and it turns out like Gloucester's, you know, not so bad.
No, once you grow up.
Right.
You know, well, and you did. You got over the bridge. You came. You went out.
Six,
you know.
7 years, yeah.
You ventured into
totally.
The wild.
Yeah,
totally. You went over the bridge for quite a while, actually. So you kind of appreciate it more now that you're back.
The other thing too is I left when I was 18, so I don't know anything to do around here. Where to go? I forget people.
If you hear kissing noises, that's because Chris, the spy, is going around giving everyone kisses.
I didn't get a
All right.
Kiss.
I know. And then you, well, because you were talking, she would like a kiss.
Who?
Kyle.
No.
Kyle gets kissed too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're
no
giving
tongue.
Everyone else
no,
kisses.
No tongue, but I would like one at least on the. Oh, my ear. I love that. Yeah.
Okay. See, Joey, I didn't call nobody out and make them feel uncomfortable. Just saying. Okay, go move on, there, Kyle.
No, I was just saying that I like the town now.
Right.
Yeah.
And
turns out we have some nice beaches I didn't know about. I'm serious. No, they're really nice. I was floored. I was like, where did these fucking pop up?
Well, there you are. Oh, awesome. So Erica, our site partner, she's not going to talk. Melissa, so you're a transplant.
I am.
Even though with the last name Cox. But you're a transplant. How long ago did you get here, and then when did you discover GMG? Has GMG, they've only, Joey, what, you've only been around 7-8 years, I believe?
I've been here since 2007.
Okay.
So.
So very short, so around that time is probably when.
Yeah.
When did you discover GMG?
I have no idea. It just all of a sudden happened. And
just jumps
part
out
of
at
life.
You.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like it's always been there.
Okay. And then did you know if you found out about from somebody else? Did you find out about online? But you started following because you've been on podcasts. You've been to Mug Ups. Like, you've been very involved with GMG, it seems like, for a while.
Yeah, I met Joey at a chamber event when the hotel just started becoming, like, talking about it. So
yeah, a few years ago.
Years ago.
Right.
So, that's how Joey and I met. I don't know. GMG just sort of evolved. It was like something you did in your parents' basement, and then all of a sudden it just exploded like Facebook or Microsoft or something. It was just weird. It's just such a part of the city now.
Right. No, absolutely.
I don't know if it disappeared tomorrow. People would be like, what?
Where do you even get information?
Yeah, right.
Like, they're
absolutely
kind of like the hub of Cape Ann, not just Gloucester, but the hub of Cape Ann of what to do and what's going on, and pretty much the, I mean, pretty much everything. If you want to know anything, you just go to GMG, and it's pretty much covered.
Yeah, the new calendar is amazing.
It is.
It is. On Friday, I look at it Friday morning, and, you know, if there's anything that I may have missed on my crazy schedule, it's on there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, James Eves of Cape Ann G. Clay manages that, and he does an amazing job. So much stuff coming in. I don't even know how he keeps up with it. That's like another job in itself, and it's kind of amazing. Anything that you want to know that's going on, like, it's on that calendar.
Right.
So, Crystal, with a K, by the way. This is, what?
The black sheep at the table.
The black sheep. She's from Peabody. This is Chris's sister. We call her Crystal with the K because I have a sister with Crystal and she's a C, so that's how that came about. But your sister-in-law played on my, it's so funny, my sister-in-law's sister-in-law played on my team.
She did.
For a dodgeball.
She did.
She friggin' rocked, dude. Yeah, I can't wait.
Yep, that was Leah. That's definitely in the Fagundas gene pool to be that, you know, competitive, and that was just right up her alley.
I can't wait for next year because she's on my team again.
Wait, which one was she?
She was a Spitfire, like the small, like she was the small Spitfire that she was just like everywhere.
Right.
She was the younger one.
Leah.
I was Leah.
Yeah.
Okay.
On the group, she was just all over it, man. She was awesome.
She was all over those balls.
Yeah, she was all over those balls.
I really want to do it, Samir. I really do, but I'm just afraid of everything just falling out.
Oh, it'll happen, and then it'll get plastered all over Good Morning Glasses.
Yeah. Water.
Yeah, oh wait, you just said two and one?
Oh my god. I would listen taking a shot every time like somebody.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
that would
be bad.
Oh my god.
No, but it, you know what? It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun when I did it. It took me like a few shots of vodka to like do it though. Usually how it starts off with most things that make me nervous was like just a lot of vodka, but I'm drinking more. But anyway, so it was literally one of the most terrifying days of my life. But as soon as I was like half naked, I was fine. Yeah, as soon as my pants were all, like around my ankles, I was fucking good.
I love you.
Me too.
So I started listening to GMG about 2010. I was looking for a menu for a restaurant that's no longer here anymore, Palermo's. And I think they have one in Peabody, I'm not too sure, but they had brick oven pizza. And it was so freaking amazing, and I loved it so much. So I went on GMG, and I found their menu. So anyway, I started following them, and then when I had my restaurant, everyone's like, wait, hold on. Chris, be quiet a little bit. Be quiet a little bit. You're being a little loud. Be quiet a little bit. Joey, if this feedback, it's not my fault. It's your boy Chris. He's being a little loud in the kitchen. See, can you hear? No one believes me. Everyone thinks he's a freaking saint. Do you not hear him behind me?
I'm getting crap for being here from all the guys.
Oh! We'll talk about that in a minute. Again, we'll talk about that in a minute. So anyway, I have a GMG throwback that I would love to talk about. So, excuse me if I don't laugh and fall on the floor laughing. At the time, it might have not seemed so funny, but now that I'm so close with Joey, this fucking shit's hilarious. Oh, I said too sweet. Okay. So we're taking it back to March 2012. And this is, do you remember love advice from Joey? Anybody? 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 So Joey decided to start a column of Ask Joey Love Advice. Okay? No lie.
Where was I?
Dude, 2012, where were you?
She was still over the bridge.
Joey wanted to spice things up a little bit, and he had people write in to him and ask him questions about whether they were on a date and they, or like, say like, okay, there's like on a, okay, there's two sides to this. So you have a question about your dating life already, or you kind of met someone down at Longo and you didn't know how to say hi to them. So you wrote in and Joey,
oh, this is priceless.
You advice.
Is this like documented?
No, this is for real. Go and search.
She wants to look back on it.
Yes, of course you can. You search archived. Joey, like, it is. It is archived. Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Dude, totally. So this is a little bit of what he said. We're going to start a few new features here in GMG. Both free, of course. Affection notes and love life advice. They will remain anonymous, so just sign your questions or personals with something suggestive of your item. I will give honest answers and advice from my perspective. You may not agree with my advice, but it will be straight up. Oh! As far as an affectionate note, perhaps you ran into someone at a local coffee shop, felt some type of connection, but didn't pull the trigger. You can write something like this. To the hottie in the Burberry scarf at the Long Gull who spilled coffee on me, I think you're elegant and I'd love to stir your Java. If you feel the same, perhaps we could get together and you could spill some more. Mind you, I'm not even going to go there. Okay. You could also send a note thanking someone for a random act of kindness. They will remain anonymous. Let's get this party started. Who's first? So people did actually write in. If you go and search this throwback, people wrote in.
Yeah.
He wrote them back. Like, he had, like, a serious column going for, like, a month.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. Throwback. And now it's so crazy because now I know Joey the way I know Joey. And that's what makes this so much fucking hilarious. This
is
awesome.
Great. You know,
fucking awesome.
I hope you have enough quarters.
Oh, I got a boatload. No, we're fine.
This is awesome. And mind you, after this, Joey's going to be like, Alicia, we totally couldn't air your first podcast because you totally dropped way too many swear words.
Well,
we're only like 16 minutes in and I already have the jar half full.
Oh, we're good. No,
are we
we're
good?
Good? I got a lot more where this came from. No, we're fine.
I can't believe you never read that whole song.
You damn Gloucester girls.
Oh, yeah.
Can't keep it clean.
Oh, no, says the Peabody girl.
When I was in Rhode Island, people would be like, well, where are you from? Like, where do people talk like that? You know? I'm like, I don't know. It's from, like, a wharf in Gloucester, Massachusetts.
It's from a wharf.
No offense, Joey. I grew up on the docks and
stuff. Yeah, I mean, well, who's your dad, Kyle?
Well, I don't want to, like, taint the family name by saying it out loud. It's amazing that they haven't kicked me off the family island yet. I'm like, I can't be...
Kyle, pimp your dad's business. Okay. Who's your dad?
Kate Van Whale Watch, Nick Danicus.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Doesn't not that hard.
He's going to be kissing me.
That's a free plug. I mean, he should appreciate it.
Yeah.
He really should.
Yeah.
Oh, he probably does. She
doesn't want to talk about it. I don't think he understands what it is. My mom's going to be listening to this, so... But she actually was telling me...
Hi, Mom!
She was telling me to have fun on my iPod tonight. Love you, Mom!
Well, the good thing here is that Alicia's outweighed your cuffing.
Yeah, so far. Maybe I'm just trying to be a little bit more reserved right now.
So Chris is in here enjoying the food, which is awesome, because that brings me to my next topic that I need to keep this real, and I need to keep this straight.
Oh, here we go.
So here we go. Joey decided a few time ago to come up with the Homie Cast, which was an all...
I'm leaving.
Yep, I thought you were. So it is an all-male cast, and all they do is grill and potatoes, and Chris is the only one that complains that they don't have no greens, right? So they'll get
is
together.
That why he's hanging out with the women now?
Well, obviously our food is much better. Have
yeah.
you seen the spread?
Definitely.
Like, seriously. So they will get together and they'll be around and whatever. So anyway, they do their podcast, they eat their food, they hang out for literally a few hours. Towards the end of it, get out of here, you fucking ice and fucking homie cast. Look, he's even. Oh, we got a swear jar. Have you heard? I don't know if any of you listen to the homie cast, but he's leaving subtle hints. So he's opened a beer. He's swigged the ice. Those are all things that you hear in the homie cast. So by being a spy, quote unquote, that's what he's doing. So anyway. At the few homie cast, I have showed up at the end. Okay? They're done with their podcast, they're done with their eating, they're just chilling. And not for nothing, I'm friends with all of them. Craig, James, Rick, Toby, Joey, Chris, all of them, right? I'm friends with all of them. So I'm like, let me just stop by. Well, apparently, by homie cast number 3, Joey decides not so cool for Alicia to fucking come by anymore. Thanks, sorry. So, whatever, fine. They make a huge deal about it. I'm blasted on GMG for like 3 days, front page, about how I'm the spy and I'm the wife that can't leave my husband alone. Let me tell you something. Me and Chris are
they don't
the,
know what we should do there.
Yeah,
me and Chris are the last couple in the freaking on earth that you would ever think that I am, quote unquote, spying on my husband and his friends. Not for nothing, I'm a cool wife. Not that Hannah, Anna, Felicia, bye Felicia. No, that they everybody knows what that means. That they're not cool, but like I'm totally like friends with everybody. So they decide to call me the spy. Guess what, bitches? I will never go to one of your homie cast again. Joey's face of disgust when I showed up said it all. And I just, that's all I'm gonna say about that. Here's the thing. I never got to anyone to hear my side. They just thought, no lie, when you hear Joey, when he put it up on the, they were like,
there's a picture of Alicia through the door, like, hey. And then I was like, oh, like, that's funny, but, like, if you think about it, like, maybe they're calling you out for doing that, which I understand your frustration.
Right, totally. So we have people going, oh, there should be husband time with his friends, and there should be girlfriend time with his girls. And I was like, are you kidding me? We're not living in 1950, first of all.
How is that working out for us having girl time right now with your penis in the kitchen?
Well, because guess what? I don't care. I'm not going to call anyone a spy. Joey could walk through this door right now, and guess what? You're welcome. Even though Joey wants me to have an all-female cast, quote-unquote, like, that's cool.
Well, the other thing, too, unless they're, you know, blowing rails off of a prostitute's ass or something, there should be no problem.
Oh, this is awesome.
No,
I love you, Kyle.
Not,
I really do.
No, it's but the innocence of this homie cast. Like, there's no reason for you to be worried. I don't think. There's
I know. And maybe it has to do with, I don't know, Joey, and his maybe 1950 thinking. Sometime I don't really know, but. I'm, you know, at least I'm here and Chris is here to show Joey what a new age relationship actually looks like.
Oh, boy.
Because Craig definitely, and all of the men of the homie cast, Craig and even James, they all have, like, these new, you know, they don't live in the 1950s.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you about that right now. So that's me setting the record straight and being the spy. Which deeply pissed me off.
With trench coats and hats and sunglasses.
Totally.
Oh, here's another thing with the homie cast. They have a quote unquote safe word. When they start to talk about.
What?
Yes, tell me about it. When they Totally. So when they start to talk about like something where they think maybe their significant other would be offended about, they say, Oprah. So then Craig and Joey are like, so Alicia, what's your safe word going to be? Guess what? I don't give a what my... I'm not having... I didn't say it. I don't care. I'm not going to have a safe word. Why? Because women can say whatever they want. Men... So here's the thing. Do men get criticized way more for things than women do?
You know, I gotta talk about this. As a woman, I'm not going to get into it, really, but I have people that look at me that maybe are older or, you know, even just from a man's point of view that's like, what's wrong with you? Like, I can't believe you just said that. However, his buddy, like, next to him at the bar, I can't repeat things right now, saying really awful shit. And I'm like, because it's because
right, clink, you just said a word. You just said a word.
That's a penny.
Oh, that's a penny. Okay.
Anyway, no, I don't. I think that maybe as women, like, you know,
we get away with a lot more.
No,
I don't think so. I think it's the opposite.
I never get flack for what I say. I say whatever I want all the time, and I never get flack.
Because people know that that's what they're going to... That's what right. people
that's what
expect from you.
Because right. I'm a leash on leash.
As you're going out or whatever, and you meet somebody or something...
In general.
A stranger. Like, whatever. Like, they're like, oh, why would you say that? Or, like, you know, and, like, but then their buddies, you know... Talking about, you know, screwing a horse or something. And it's like a girl.
And they're like,
and I'm like, why are you looking at me like I'm like trash or something, right. you know?
Yep.
I mean, yeah, I've been known to have a few problems with how I talk.
Awesome.
Whatever.
Yep.
All right.
No, I agree.
Good. So.
Good.
Good. So, speaking of guys.
Oh, boy.
There's an epidemic going on right now.
Oh, yes, there is. Yes, there is. And I'm glad that we're going there. Because it needs to be discussed and put to a halt, I think, in my opinion.
Agreed.
All right. Okay. Go ahead. Talk about it.
All right. Here we go. So, that stupid fucking haircut that has the short, and then the part on the side, it started to like...
You know they cut their hair in that part. Like, they cut that part for their hair to look like that.
That's done on purpose. Mm-hmm. And then they have this overgrown...
Beard.
Disgusting...
Unhygienic...
Beard.
Disgustingness. Yes.
You have to shampoo your facial hair.
Thank you.
There should be
Thank
something
you.
Said.
See, my husband justifies having a beard... By the pure fact of how well he cleans it. And I said,
ew!
No.
Ew!
You
no.
have shampoo and conditioner for your beard, there's a problem
right,
with that.
Exactly. And no, there is. There absolutely
That's
is.
That's gross.
And, yeah, but you know what, too? Like, it did start with that haircut. And I believe
the
it was...
The hard part. That's
yeah.
what it's called.
It's called the hard part. Part?
I believe
how about
it
the
was,
man bun?
Oh,
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 oh
pictures
of
God.
Oh, let's talk about my friend Darcy.
Oh,
her 8th grader rocking the man bun without the sides up. So Talia's like, Mom, you need to tell him he needs a side up if you want to do the man bun. He went to school. The kid's 6'2" at 13 years old. No one's going to say anything to him.
Nope.
But he was rocking.
On your head and you have
oh, you got to put in a little. Yeah.
I don't
okay.
understand it, though. But, you know, I think it started with Ryan Gosling when he started that. Ryan Gosling could wear a dead rabbit on his head. And it would be fine.
Yeah.
It would be fine. I'm like, oh my God, like, look how attractive that dead rabbit is.
Dying, I'm dead.
No, you know what? No, but it's true. And I think it needs to be. Like, something needs to be done about it.
So,
they did have a video with the man bun.
Yeah.
There was this guy that went around, like, Boston or New York with a clipper, with, like, a buzzer, and he would, like, run over to men that had the bun and just... and, like, run over, and men were crying.
Are you
they
kidding?
Were crying.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like, I think that guy might have, you know, died, but they were literally so upset for their bun. Oh, God, I can't.
Melissa, do you let Bill grow a beard?
He's in his driver's license picture. He has a goatee, and he looks freaking fabulous.
He has a goatee in his beard.
In his driver's license,
like in the driver.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I absolutely love it. And then he grows it out during November.
Okay.
It's the kissing the fuzzy thing. I just can't. It
gross.
Tickles, and it like I'm like.
Yeah, you don't want to kiss
in my
hair.
Face and,
no,
yeah,
no. It's like kissing one of those
it's just like,
sponges.
It's hypocritical because
they're like,
no! Yeah,
sorry. But they're hypocritical because they're like, oh, you need to shave and you need to, not that my husband says this, sorry, Bill. but it's like, oh, can you trim that up a little bit, you know, and landscaping and all that stuff.
Yeah, how about you shave that animal off your fucking face?
Yeah! But seriously!
So I'm getting all 70s on your ass.
You know what? If I had to use shampoo and conditioner on my girl parts,
there's a problem!
Seriously, there's a problem.
Right, exactly.
I mean,
now,
really.
I will say, I've always felt this way. If you're a male and you have facial hair, you're at least like 68% more attractive to me.
Oh,
however,
gorgeous.
There's a fine line.
You have to keep it clean.
You gotta keep that shit clean.
like shaved, trimmed.
Yeah, we do. We don't look at me looking like Chewbacca under the arms.
Yeah, right.
Like there's some. It's all about like having a little bit of like consideration.
Yeah,
it's very fucking rude to have a beard like that.
Yes, agreed.
And
and the spray dry.
I think Bill looks extremely gorgeous.
Oh,
with a goatee.
I don't think I've ever seen. Have I ever seen Bill with facial hair? I don't think so.
You had to have, unless you skipped a whole month of not seeing him in November.
That might have been.
This year, I will actually make it a point to bring him over at some point and be like, "Look at that fine specimen." But I love the way he looks with it. I just keep kissing it.
All right, that's true.
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I don't mind goatees. It's the beard.
It's the beard.
Yeah,
you know, especially like Brandon goes full out, like, breakfast in the morning and there's milk falling on your beard.
It's
disgusting.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm looking at you and I'm like, you don't feel that?
Yeah.
It's fucking gross.
Yeah.
Like, check yourself.
Later and be like, oh, hey,
it's like curds growing in your
ear.
It's disgusting.
Right.
So, Brandon works for Craft Beer.
Craft Brewers Guild through Seaboard.
Okay, and they have a beard beer.
Yeah, so my husband thought it was a genius idea to bring this beer home.
I just want to throw
up.
I saw him drinking it one day. I want to throw
up. And Chris tried it, I believe.
Yeah, he did.
But apparently this beer is brewed from...
Beard hair?
Well, yeah, it was like...
No, for reals.
Yeah,
oh,
it was
a
special yeast that was found in a man's beard.
Melissa's gonna throw up everything she just ate right now.
Apparently.
That's it. Everyone's face is priceless. Seriously, if we could just see everyone's face at this
flavor,
point.
I guess, I don't know, they culture this yeast from. Apparently, everybody has yeast in their hair.
Like,
no matter where it is.
Alright.
Yes. Okay.
We knew that already.
Yes. And make beer out of it and make money off of it. Yeah, that's pretty messed up.
Wow.
That's pretty gross.
That's pretty impressive, I think. I think that's impressive.
That's gross.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Kyle,
that's impressive.
I would not even try it.
No, it is absolutely repulsive, but it's kind of impressive.
I mean, well, yeah, but it's
like,
gross. And
what asshole was like, you know what? Let's
why
like,
do that?
Let's fucking
seriously, who was the first guy that saw a cow and said,
holy shit,
let's
milk
the tits?
Yeah,
exactly.
So
we
second
shot.
Yes,
really?
Yes, exactly.
No, that's where I'm coming from. That's totally where I was going with that. It was a cow, yeah.
The cow, right? The cow.
But it's true.
That's
like
it's
all
comes
these
from,
like
the
random
cow.
Ideas. It's like, really, who was the asshole that was just like, oh, let's do this, and it's a great idea.
Right?
No.
Yeah.
I agree.
Sorry. I'm trying to spit my wine all over the microphone that Joey gave me. Can we talk about the microphone?
The microphone.
Yeah. It looks like it was purchased with passion parties.
Right. I might take that in the bathroom after we're done.
Yes. It's like the extreme bullet.
With texture on top.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Yes.
Oh my
god. Almost feels like the right thing.
Oh my god. Seriously, Joey, if I haven't topped all your homie cast 33 minutes in, dude, you need to back. I don't know what you need to do.
I don't know what you
need. Oh boy.
I put my hair up for the rest of this one. Perfect.
So, does everyone here use Twitter? Like, what's your relationship with Twitter?
I don't get it. I don't get it either.
I can't get into
it. Is it just like just status updates?
Basically,
that's all it is.
You have limited characters.
Oh, you can only speak in 120 characters. Does it look like I can speak in 120 characters?
That's an issue.
That's a wicked big issue for me. I cannot speak in 120 characters.
Nope.
Yeah. So Joey is
I would like to try to implement that at city council, though.
120 characters? Hell yeah. You're speaking for friggin' 10 seconds, bitch. There's stuff. I'd love that. That'd be awesome. That's awesome.
We have a whole meeting just on Twitter-based rules.
Oh, yes! Can we make this happen? That would be that would be awesome. That would be amazing.
Bomb.com.
Bomb.com, yo. Bomb.com. So Joey's always on me because that's like his first part of social media he kind of ever got into. Facebook, he only got into maybe a few months ago. So Twitter has always been his kind of his thing. He's like, Alicia, Is there a reason why you're not retweeting my stuff?
Retweet.
No, and I'm like, dude, I don't really pay attention. Like, all right, okay, cool, whatever. So let me go ahead and let me do this. So then I posted that day, and I talked about the Terra, T-E-R-R-A, blue potato chips that are on the shelf. Joey, I'm really sorry for the feedback, but your boy Chris is in the background, and he is not stopping with the noise because he thinks it's hilarious. So I'm just letting you know. So if you don't like the feedback, talk to your boy. So now, back to that.
Did I mention that I know how to hog tie? We can totally just
improve. Dude, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are the privileges of growing up on a ranch.
Awesome. Wow. And then we just duct tape the mouth so he doesn't say anything.
So now I get the cow reference. Yeah. Okay.
So, back to Twitter. So Chris, so what's his name? Joey. He's like, you don't retweet, blah blah blah. So I'm like, all right, fine. So we went to North Carolina, South, where were we flying?
We were everywhere. North Carolina, South Carolina.
We went everywhere. Flew in, but we flew JetBlue, which I feel is now the official sponsor of Good Morning Gloucester. But I'm just saying. So, Terra chips, blue potato, had them on. I was like, oh, these are fucking awesome. I love these. Sorry, Joey. So, we never said a disclaimer at the beginning, by the way. Maybe at the end, like, disclaimer, don't let kids under, like, you know, the age of 21 listen to this.
18, you're an adult, damn it. Suck it
18, up. Fine. 18. Don't let, you know, because we swear a little bit. We're like, truck his mouth. So, anyway.
We talked about screwing a microphone.
So, I went on, took a picture of the chips because I went all around the island, a.k.a. Gloucester. And they had
all 5 minutes.
Yeah, really? Well, I went to every store, and everyone had Terra chips, and they had a lot of them had like the whole variety. Like I bought like sweet potato and beets, but everything but blue potato chips, which is my favorite. So I took a picture of the two different kinds I've never seen before, posted it on my Instagram via Twitter, hashtag JetBlue, hashtag Terra. I got a direct message from JetBlue saying, what's your address? Cool. What am I getting? No idea. I didn't want to seem one of those weirdos of like, oh, you're asking for my address, which I know is an official site. You know what I mean? It's not like, oh, we're JetBlue. We have 2 followers. Here, what's your address? We're going to come kill you. It wasn't like that. So I just gave my address, but I didn't want to be one of those weirdos.
Waiting for your lifetime supply.
I have no idea. Oh, my God. I'd be so excited if there's a lifetime of blue potato chips.
Right.
Yeah. I have no idea what it is, though.
I mean, potato chips are cool like, anyway. Make them fucking blue, and it's like, hello? I can't wait. Yeah.
I love them. But you know you make them blue. They're actually blue potatoes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I thought I know.
You know, just yeah, they actually have different colored potatoes, but they actually decided to make potato chip out of this, you know, the blue one. Yeah, they're so amazing. Hmm. So, I guess by our next podcast, I don't know when that's going to be, but I will get my.
I don't know if Joey's going to.
I was just going to say that.
For another
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen after this. This may not air. Okay, we're 38 minutes in. It just may not air. You know, let me tell you something that did not air.
Uh-oh.
Was one night they did a homie cast. I think it was like number one or number two or something like that. And he said, let's do a whole cast. And it was supposed to be me.
It's not degrading in any way. Go on.
I thought it was hilarious.
No, I'm kidding.
I mean, yeah. I'm totally
Have you met me?
Not yet, Kyle. With a sweater jar in front of her half full. So we decided to do a whole cast, and there was like a bunch of us, and we said the F word in every other sentence, and topics came up that probably should never brought up, and that will never air.
FCC rules.
Oh, yeah. Like, it was like we probably all would have been arrested or something.
No, I'm curious, though. Not to get off topic. Like, when
that's so weird. A podcast get off topic? No, what?
So, like, when you guys do a podcast or, you know, like, Good Morning Gloucester, maybe Chris knows for the homie cast. Now, do people, like, comment or, like, you know, write to Joey as far as, like, hey, like, you were an idiot last night? Or, like, did they give input of, like, what they thought, like, negative responses, positive responses? There's no feedback at all.
No, and that's one of the issues that he has with it. Is that when he, so he'll listen back to all this and he's going to write down all the titles and what's going on. And then he's going to post it. And, you know, we talked about all the local businesses. He'll even link it. So anyway, he puts it up. And there's a comment section. Never has anyone said anything positive or negative. Therefore, we don't know how many people are actually listening to this.
Well, that's the point, I guess.
There's no track. We don't know.
Yeah.
So other than talking on the street, which... You know, I would have never thought that you listened to the podcast.
Do you want to know what, though? A lot of my friends that are, like, not to be my age or whatever, they're like, what? You're listening to a podcast? What's that? And, like, what's Good Morning Gloucester? And, like, why aren't you doing a keg stand down at Pratty's, like, with us on Saturday?
Pratty's.
And, you know, but, like, the thing is, like, I don't know. Like, I think it's cool. Maybe I have no idea. But a lot of people are like, well, I don't get it.
Right.
That are my age. Right. You know, say that.
They might not be as mature as you.
Oh, thank you.
Obviously, God.
Yeah. Obviously. But no, like, they're usually just, like, down at, like, a gross bar catching fucking Hep C or something. I don't know. And, like, I don't know. The Hep C or the...
Sorry, I'm dying.
No, so the point I'm getting at is, though, like, when, like, let's say, like, we did this, and, like, I was curious if somebody would be like, you know, hey, whatever, or, like, maybe they're, like, too quick to judge, maybe, or something,
right?
Like, I don't know. And the whole thing, like, you know, when people give input on things that, like, people post on Facebook or whatever.
So as far as we know, as the stats, no one is commenting on anything, at all, actually. And that's what we like to change, but there's no way to track who listens to the podcast.
Okay. Yeah. No, I was just curious, but, you know, because people get bored. They feel like judging, that kind of thing, you know.
Yeah.
When I get bored and I feel like judging somebody, I go on Tinder. Like,
makes you feel better.
It does.
It's almost like watching the Kardashians on TV.
Exactly.
Totally.
Makes
you feel better about your life.
You know, it does. It really does. There's, I wish we were on a podcast, but there's just, oh my God, I could show you some things that are just so funny.
Oh, I've seen some of your stuff. It's hilarious.
God, it's so funny.
It's awesome.
Oh my God, I'm doing so good in life. Oh my God.
So that's my funny story. So anyway, I was talking about going down to North Carolina. So we, you know, Crystal and I went down to see one of her friends, Nicole. We went to Charlotte, North Carolina, went down to Savannah, came back up to Hilton Head, South Carolina, went over to Charleston. We had a great road trip in 6 days. One thing that totally blew my mind, still mind blown. I actually wish I had a sound effect for this. Was that good?
Yes.
Was that like the real thing?
Yes, it was totally.
Okay. Yeah, so totally mind blown.
Arm or just like air, I'm not sure.
Totally mind blown about this. But every state, and we went to Paula Deen's in Savannah. We went to Bill Murray's bar.
That was good.
And then we went to Real Housewives of Atlanta, her husband, Peter Thomas. We went to Cynthia Bailey's husband, Peter. We went to his in North Carolina. Everywhere we went, people at the end, no lie, blows my mother effing mind. So are you splitting that check in three? What? Like, they automatically, it doesn't matter. They automatically ask you, are you going to split your check? Are you kidding me? You go up north and you ask somebody to split their check. They're like, are you serious?
Spitting in your food.
Like, I don't know exactly. And I'm like, I don't know. Melissa, is this a new thing? Because you lived down Georgia.
I spent time in the South. And yeah. I was there for 10 years. And I've never had anybody ask me that.
So it must be a new thing.
It's got
to
be a new thing.
It has to be a new thing. But we were in 3 states in 6 days, no matter where we went, no lie. If it was the restaurant at the hotel, if it was the actual restaurant, it doesn't matter. They were asking us, are you splitting this at the end?
Automatically.
It doesn't even make sense. If you were a couple, if you were a male and a female at a table, would you automatically ask if you want to split the check?
No idea. We were 3 females or 2 females.
I did think of that. Like, what's not to say we were a lesbian couple? Like, what?
What? Yeah.
I thought of that, honestly.
I know you were having a threesome. I mean,
yeah,
seriously?
Exactly. This is how we do. But no, I told her that on the drive. On the plane, I said.
And I just, it totally
blew. Yeah, I was like, oh, just so you know, they automatically split things. She goes, no. And every time we had our check given to us, they asked us that question. The waiter or the waitress would walk away, and she would just look at me like, I still can't believe that. That boggles my mind.
I can't get over it.
That's got to be something totally new.
I can't get over it. Yeah. I just, I'm mind blown still. Mind blown every time they asked us. I still can't wrap my mind around it. And that's Chris. And sorry, Joey, we're 44 minutes in. That's a toilet seat. He's in the shower. He's doing this all on purpose because he thinks it's hilarious. And all the guys. What?
Is he going to walk out naked?
Probably.
Sweet.
Because he knows all of you.
Okay.
So he definitely, well, actually, Crystal's here, his sister, so he may not. Oh, darn it, Crystal.
He hasn't seen before anyway.
No, actually.
She has a different
rye
balls out of her head.
So, all right. So, I guess it, I don't know in where it stops. You know, Virginia, New York. Oh,
no,
my God.
No, because when I went to Virginia with Talia, no one asked us that.
So, maybe it's those three states? I don't know where it goes.
What, Nicole's been there for going on 6 years now. For as long as she's been living there, they've been doing that.
That's crazy. Can you imagine going to New York City
in
Times Square and asking them to split your check by three?
What is that going to happen? I mean, it's one thing, especially like they asked you in the beginning, but no, they'll ask you just at the end.
I know.
And they don't care.
I know. So let's go to New York City, ask them to split our checks by three. What do you think is going to happen?
I know, right?
Probably slit your throat.
Probably slit your throat.
Probably. Actually, definitely. They would probably do that.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Seriously, dude. Right now.
What do you got on that? What do you got on that?
Where are we at with time?
Three things that should come with the warning label, other than men. Melissa, would you like to take the reins on this? Three things that come with, or that should come with a warning label, other than men. Are you going to say catty bitches, Melissa?
I think that would be high on my list.
I would say, yeah. You know, women can be or are worse than men. Erica, silent partner, shaking her head, yes, she will not speak. But women are just as bad.
Vicious.
Yeah,
they
are. Vicious. Horrible. Yeah. I don't have a lot of girlfriends for that reason. Yeah.
Me neither. I think they're all in this room right now.
Yeah. And I think women that feel that way flock together.
All right. Yeah.
Because they know.
What's that saying? Flock to the birds of
birds
a feather flock together. Hell yeah, bitches.
But there are some females that are actually men in that I just don't trust. They come off sweet and innocent and, you know, like your best friends, and next thing you know, you've got a knife in your back. And I don't know, life's too short to deal with people that don't have your back, and it's too frustrating to go through what you think is a friendship and then to find out that it's just all a big fat lie.
Right.
You know what, I am very selective with my friends, and I'll be nice to a lot of people for different things, but, to get through life, because you can't be angry and cranky your whole life, otherwise that would be miserable.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's certain people that I would pull aside and be like, dude, do I have shit in my teeth? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
And there's people that I could probably hang out in this room with, and if I had shit in my teeth, y'all would tell me.
Right.
Seriously. I wouldn't even have to ask. At least
you would. Right. Yeah. I'd actually probably yell from across the room.
You got shit in your teeth.
You got shit in your teeth, Melissa. Get it out there.
Yeah.
Get it out.
And you know what? I will appreciate that over anything ever. It's so much more important for my friends to be honest and faithful.
Right.
Right.
And know that they've got my back and I've got theirs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, life's too short to deal with.
Quality, not quantity.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Yep. So, catty bitches, they should have a warning label.
Absolutely.
Like,
in like plain sight, maybe like. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What else should I be wearing
on their forehead?
Well, I.
Most of them do.
Most of them.
I would say three things. Well, the obvious.
Caffeinated.
The caffeinated coffee issue.
Yes.
Let me just talk about that for a minute. I don't drink coffee, caffeinated coffee. If I do, it's like 6 ounces, very like small amounts of coffee. I get a little jittery, get a little crazy. Mm-hmm. And this fucking bitch at the Dunkin' Donuts on Lafayette Street in Salisbury, Massachusetts. Her name is Lisa. Gave me an iced coffee with a side of fucking blow. Because I have been, since the drive home, have been grinding my teeth.
She's had the shakes.
I've had the shakes.
She's been scratching at herself.
At one point in time on the drive to Gloucester, I thought it would be a better idea to just run the rest of the way with the car on my back. And I was like that. I was so angry when I started to realize that it had been a caffeinated coffee. I gotta sit and talk in a few hours, like as a normal person. You just fucked my shit up so bad. You have no idea. That done.
You did?
I did. I looked like one of like Willy Wonka's little minions.
I didn't notice that you did.
Oh my god.
It couldn't have been that bad.
I've never seen you there, and I didn't think like, oh, she's a little Lauren.
Oh, no. I don't at all.
You didn't look like your typical Peabody girl.
How about that?
I'll actually
never do it again. Also because with the razor burn, putting you're gonna spray it over razor burn? That is does not look good. Like at all. Like the whole day I was like, Jesus, don't look down. Just don't fucking look down. But so spray tan, I would say fake eyelashes. I only wear them when I want to look real trampy. So every Halloween, I'll usually do it. And I wake up the next morning with my fucking eyes shut. And it's like it's a quest to get to the bathroom, to soak it, to get it out. And like this should come with a warning label.
That's
but
true.
But the number one thing I think that should come with a warning label. This may sound strange, shocking.
What
I know,
you say, funny. Kyle? Sounds
so,
strange. Weird.
So I tried Crest White Strips once.
I love those. Are you kidding me? I swear by them.
Let me give you a piece of advice.
You do that because I would love to hear.
So there are some dogs in this world that really love those Crest White Strips.
Gross.
I woke up to my dog.
Have him pearly whites.
Making out with me. I haven't been kissed like that since I was 11. Alright. I was so horrified.
You fell asleep with them on?
Wait, so it was an overnight thing, right?
Not always. I don't think I do.
There was a picture of a moon and like a fucking star on it.
I do
think it was 30
minute ones overnight. Yeah. I don't know.
She's looking at me. She's like, her crystals are normal. Yeah.
Well, she has beautiful teeth.
Well,
like,
she's also working at a dental office.
Oh, yes, right. And that's why I'm like.
Oh, all right.
Well, no, but like regular bleaching trays you can wear overnight.
I know, but she's talking about
Crest White.
But the bleaching agent deactivates after a half hour, so it doesn't do any more harm to you. I don't know if that's the same with Crest White Strips. But
I don't know.
As far
but
as
Lily fucking loves them.
She loved it.
I was like, I feel so violated right now. I was like, Jesus.
Okay, so we need to have an overnight podcast.
She needs
to wear those. We need to set up a video camera and invite her dog over. That shit's gonna be funny.
Yes, it is.
Oh, God.
That's gonna be all over YouTube
God.
Real quick. It'll be a YouTube sensation.
Oh, God.
My stomach
or
hurts.
Lily will be
from laughing so hard.
Grumpy cat.
Oh my god.
I was just your sister actually introduced me to this Ed Bassmaster. Has she said that to you?
I'm really afraid.
Nope.
No. It's Daughtry's brother. It's Chris Daughtry's brother, and he does all these like pranks and like he videotapes. Oh, it was just really funny. But anyway, that's like the only YouTube thing that I like follow now. As of like 6 hours ago.
Oh my god. On that note, can you believe we're done?
Are we? What time is it?
Dude, it's like 54 minutes in.
Yeah.
So we have like 6 more minutes, right?
I mean, seriously, we could like definitely go into more and then definitely go, I don't know, I feel like it's a good, you know, spot. Okay.
I'm happy with it. We got some change.
Yeah, we do. We have like half a jar full of change.
Yep.
Did we do the whole round table on things that should come with warning labels? Because I don't think Crystal...
All right, Crystal.
Well, I'll just name one as entitled people. Because I come up all the time at work.
Yeah.
Sorry, but I do.
Yep.
Patients come in and I'm just like, you need to do this. Like, I had a patient, pre-medication. So some patients, some people, if they have like a knee replacement, whatever, need to take antibiotics before they dental work done, just so that nothing goes wrong. And you're supposed to take that an hour before your appointment. It was just, Thursday was a shit show for me, and this guy just happened to cap it for me. So he comes in and he checks in at the time of his appointment, 9:30 for a root canal, and says, I need an antibiotic. Okay, your appointment's at 9:30. You're supposed to take it an hour before. So now we can't either take your appointment or run late for the next person.
But your life is so much
more important than everybody else's.
Or just do your appointment and call it a day, dude. That's what I say.
Well, yeah, you
can
take that risk.
That's what I say. Just call it a day.
It's just like an example like that. It's like, why do people think that, you know, my life's more important than yours and you need to cater to me and I don't care about how it affects you?
Of course.
There's
happens every day.
At the Whale Watch, there's a boat of 250 anxious people to go out in the ocean and see a fucking whale, right? So these people come in, like, they're rushing through the parking lot, like, taking out, like, people on the way down.
I believe
it. They're like, wait, like, hold that 115-foot boat so that I can get on. We drove all the way from Boston. I don't care if you drove from fucking China. We're not holding the boat for you.
Exactly.
But in their minds, like, they are entitled to hold up every Wednesday. Those whales, like, they...
Arrogance and it's just like
I don't get it, but that really
entitled
irks
people.
Me
yes.
that really bothers me a lot. Yeah, they should come with warning labels.
They totally should.
They should be held down and like have it tattooed on their forehead.
No,
like,
totally.
Just like you know what I mean, for the strengths and just like you know,
like people that take up spots, handicap spots, or parking.
They're not allowed. That's like a $150 fine if you take up a handicap spot.
Like, who do you think you are?
Mm-hmm.
Are you above anybody else's safety or rights that you think that you can do this? Oh, I'll be right back.
I don't care.
Yeah, no, I don't care when you come back.
No.
I'll fucking do it.
Yeah.
That's for the other ones.
I think I did good.
Anybody else want to throw their 2 cents in on this topic? Erica.
Label.
You know what? Erica reminds me of that. Okay, someone help me out here. I'm drawing a blank. Where that person, they don't ever say anything like that. There's a character in a show. In a movie. Is it the one? Oh, Kenny?
Is it Kenny?
Where I'm not thinking Kenny.
Well, they don't talk? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, like they're like, mm-hmm. Oh, you know what?
No.
Maybe it was the Full House episode.
Full House, South Park.
Totally related.
Where there was a kid and they go, it's in a Full House episode, I believe. And the little kid is like, you know, I think Stephanie speaks to the little kid. And then the little kid, oh, it's the little chubby kid.
The fat kid.
Yes! Is that Full House?
He never speaks.
Yes!
And then it just all of a sudden
oh, that sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah, is that from Full House?
Yeah.
Yeah, the little chubby kid on Full House.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You remember? And
I forget what his name is. Oh, I wouldn't remember.
I forget. You know Tyler? What is it? Tyler just walked in the room. Do you know what I'm talking about?
He's like, I just want a buffalo,
and then you know.
I watch. He
just wants to know if we're done so he can have leftovers.
I know.
Right.
And can I just tell you that?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been to an event with Alicia that hasn't entailed a shitload of food
and or wine.
Seriously, we have.
There goes Erica. She speaks.
So she tells me, just come over at 5. I've got a bit. We'll be fine. So I'm thinking, I'm just going to come over like I do with Joey. And I just go over and I sit down in a chair and I speak for a little bit. And then I'm done. No. There's...
Wait, are you saying Joey's a bad host?
No. She made it funny.
She spoke. In the hour she spoke.
No, it's just, it's like you go in, you do something, and you leave. No, I don't cook in my own
kitchen. I had you cooking.
She had me in front of the oven, frying
frying buffalo balls.
Seriously, not my own balls, her balls,
$35,000 balls.
$35,000 balls. But seriously, this is huge. Bottles of wine on the table alone.
Well, I was here for an hour. You know I gotta be with. You know I gotta have my wine.
They're samples still.
Yeah, they're samples.
So I was to.
I gotta try this sample.
I just want to say you are a wonderful host,
yes.
And I hope
thank you.
Joey allows you to keep doing the podcast. This was the most fun I've had all week.
Excellent. Okay. Thank you very much. I hope that this... Thank you. I hope that this does make it on the air.
I doubt I'll get you.
He's going to go, Alicia, take two on that. Take two on that. I don't think that's going to make the air.
All right. And next week we'll talk about the
$35,000
nut.
Oh,
yeah. Didn't even get to that. Yeah, we're already running over, and people are probably like, I ain't listening to this bitch anymore. So let's add that. We'll talk about that next time. Thank you all for coming to my first Alicia Unleashed podcast, bitches.
Don't harm that mic.
Yes. Yes.
It's going home with Kylie.
It's going. Bye-bye.